Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
All right, let's dive in. First up, Trump's apparently postponing that ultimatum for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Says it's because of ongoing negotiations.
Whoa, really? I thought things were about to blow up there. What changed?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? News outlets are saying he's delayed energy strikes, but also reporting that Iran's infrastructure is already pretty battered. So, maybe he got what he wanted without actually having to launch anything.
So, he's posturing, basically? Threatening war and then backing down to look like the reasonable one? Classic.
Could be. There are also reports of protests in Detroit over the initial threat to Iranian power plants. And, get this, conflicting messages are coming from the US and Iran about these supposed talks.
Conflicting messages? So, is anyone actually talking, or is this all just smoke and mirrors?
That's the vibe I'm getting. Axios is reporting that the US is negotiating with a senior Iranian official, but then you have other sources saying Trump is straight up lying about the whole thing.
Okay, so to recap, possible negotiations, infrastructure damage, protests, and conflicting reports. Sounds like a typical Tuesday in international politics. What else is going on?
Story number two, ICE agents have arrived at Pittsburgh International Airport. Apparently, this is happening at airports nationwide because of some funding stalemate that's messing with the TSA.
Wait, ICE at the airport? What are they doing, checking passports now? I thought that was TSA's job.
Exactly. It's a weird situation. The summary says TSA wait times are growing, and this is happening while Trump is trying to get Republicans to pass a voting law for Jesus, according to Reuters.
Okay, that's a lot to unpack. So, the government's in a funding fight, TSA is struggling, ICE is at the airport, and somehow Jesus is involved in voting laws? I need a flowchart to keep up.
I hear you. And to add another layer, Bannon is quoted saying this ICE deployment is a test run for ICE at the polls.
Oh, come on. That's just blatant voter intimidation. This is getting out of hand.
Agreed. Moving on, the Supreme Court is apparently skeptical of late arriving ballots. You know, another Trump target.
Here we go again. So, they're trying to make it even harder to vote? What's the justification this time?
Well, the argument is about election integrity, naturally. But the articles are saying this could inject chaos into the midterm elections. It sounds like the conservative justices are leaning towards curbing late-arriving mail ballots.
So, fewer people voting, especially those who rely on mail-in ballots. Got it. Anything else juicy?
That's about it for today's digest. Trump negotiating with Iran, ICE at airports due to TSA funding issues, and the Supreme Court eyeing mail-in ballots. A real mixed bag of news.
Definitely a lot to think about. Okay, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Yep, check back tomorrow for another dose of the Situation Room Daily Digest.